Brand new LCP.
Yeah, so you guys are tuned in right now to a bonus episode. Again, this is Dad's.
Brand new LCP.
I know it's been about a week or two, man, but I've been busy. It's been a lot of shit going on. I've been tired. I've been mentally drained. And you know, sometimes when you are mentally drained, when you're exhausted, you need a break. But last week, I know the podcast was on a break, but shit was still coming in. Now, my guy Sully, y'all know my man Sully from Stories with Sully on that.
Brand new LCP.
And my guy Sully sent in a great question that I'm sure many men, including myself, can relate to. Because, especially when you have a child. Now, I know we often think that when a woman has a child and we're there for the birth, that the child is ours. But sometimes, a lot of the time, the child, well, not a lot, but sometimes the child may not be yours. Now, I know with my son is 8 years old. Like, let's say I was to find out next week, you know, your son Jordan, he's not yours. It would hurt. And now I've seen many women, not all, I've seen many women have the belief that, well, if you find out the child not yours and the child 9 or 10 years old, you should still be there because you built up a bond with the child anyway. So now you should already want to be there for the child. And I mean, boo. Because, of course, from like the regular perspective, I can understand that. You know, the child knows you as the dad. So if you leave now, then I understand the whole issue between, oh, my God, why would you leave now? I get it. But sometimes, and again, a lot of times as men, I know adoption and everything is a thing. But a lot of times when we have a child, we want our child to have our DNA, our genes, quote unquote, be our seed. So that in the chances of us passing away, that we are leaving behind a legacy that is our DNA. And I've wondered that before about why aren't paternity tests given at birth 100%. So again, my guy Sully sent in a question. He sent in his response and why he thinks that paternity test should be given at birth. And then after that, I got a clip from an online argument with a couple. Now, I don't know if this clip is fake or real, but I want to use it because they say things on the clip that I can kind of break down in relation to what a man might say, in relation to what a woman might say. And like I said, you can't expect somebody to find out that a child is not theirs and to magically say, I'm okay with that. Because yes, a lot of times a man might say that in the moment, but now as you sit back, as you reflect, as you deal with your pain, as you deal with the trauma of finding out that the child you thought was quote unquote your biological seed, it's not yours. But let's dive into what Sully had to say. Because again, his question spurred this whole bonus episode. So let's dive into what Sully had to say.
What's up, bro? Got a question for you. Would love to hear your opinion. Should a DNA test be required at birth at the hospital? Or should it continue to be something that has to be requested by one of the parents? Probably the man, right? Ain't too many women out here asking for a DNA test because they know the kid's theirs. They saw the kid come out of them, but the father usually has to go in and make things awkward, right? Potentially cause an argument if he asks for a DNA test. So do you think that it should be required after every kid is born, the parents that are there ready to sign a birth certificate should have to give a DNA test?
Now, let me say right now, again, it's a three-part answer, but I'm gonna say yes. Now, I know that. And again, I've had this conversation before, especially with the podcast off air, that I do think it should be a requirement. But then I've had women say, well, if a man wants that to happen, then it means he doesn't trust his partner. But it's just like a baby is a lifelong thing. A baby isn't me going to the store to pick up some fucking toothpaste. So, yes, it can be a happy, married, you know, committed couple relationship, whatever, in the hospital room and the nurse sees it. I still don't think, based on how happy they look, that there should not be a paternity test. Because you never know, like being promiscuous, having one night stands, having casual sex, or being in a relationship and still having sex with other people, like that's a common thing. Like that's something that people champion, people celebrate. Oh girl, don't be tied down by no motherfucker, you know, unless I got a ring on my finger, I'm still married, and all this bullshit that motherfuckers be saying that can lead to somebody being promiscuous. And I know some of y'all gonna roll your eyes like, John, shut up, but y'all know it's true. All these little fucking new age, new generation terms that motherfuckers be saying, Like, that can play a part into, is that baby mine? Now, like, how many times you seen a motherfucker post a child on Instagram and you looking like, nigga, that child don't look like you. Nigga, that child might not be your baby. But of course, we don't say that shit in the comment section. Motherfucker post a child in their Instagram stories. You're not going to reply, nigga, that's not your child. But sometimes you might think it like, nigga, that baby is not your complexion. Nigga, you black, she black. Why that baby light skin? Now, I know that, you know, sometimes shit may happen like that. But again, it's just things you got to think about. So I do think that, as he said, a paternity test should be a requirement when you have a baby. Find out. Help that nigga. Find out if that child. Don't let that child be 10 years old, nigga, going on Maury. Nigga, Maury, 95 years old. Help that nigga out.
So my opinion on the matter, I, of course, think that a DNA test should be required from the hospital at birth. And here's my opinion on why that is. I sort of look at the DNA test the same way as like an STD test. Like, I could just trust and believe that the person I'm messing with ain't got nothing. However, I would rather the doctor tell me, right? I would rather see it on paper. Here it is. It has nothing to do with me thinking that she's a hoe. It has nothing to do with me not trusting her. It's just, I want to know, you know, from the doctor that she ain't got nothing, right? But you ask a woman to get a STD test, and a lot of times it ends in an argument. It's sort of that same way.
I want to pause it. Jesus Christ. You guys who have been with the podcast from day one know that that is something I have explained before. Going back to college, even after college, where you know how you meet somebody and you're interested, and now go getting tested together. It's not something that people do. Like, most people meet, oh my God, you're so cute. Oh my God, you're cute too. And they have sex. They engage in sexual intercourse. They don't get tested. There's no STDs. It's nothing. Every woman I met that I've liked. And I'm like, damn, you know what? This potentially can go somewhere. And once I start seeing them introduce the little sexual element to it in relation to saying things and shit like that, I'm branching, hey, let's go get tested together. Let's go get tested. It takes about 10 minutes. Like, most people wake up and they grab their phone and they sit on their fucking phone, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. They sit there for fucking hours at a time. So let's take 10, maybe 20 minutes max. Let's go get tested. So you don't trust me? I had one girl in the past tell me, yeah, if you want me to go get tested, then that, nah, you know what? I don't think a relationship should be built off of not trusting somebody. And I'm like, bitch, what? I'm just saying, now I'm not telling you get tested by yourself. I'm saying let's both, not you by your, let's both get tested. But again, that comes off as a lot of times as, oh, you're judging. Are you saying I'm a hoe? I'm like, bitch, I'm not saying you a hoe. I just want to make sure we clean, bitch.
DNA test, in my opinion. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean I think there's another guy. It doesn't necessarily mean I think she's cheating. I just want the doctor to tell me that it's mine. Right? Without me having to damn cause a whole slew of fucking issues and arguments, I want the doctor to say, this is your kid. What? And also, there are certain states where if there was no DNA test done, and say the father doesn't have dual custody, assuming that like the parents weren't married, the kid won't go to the father if the mother passes. Right? It'll be responsibility of the family to send the kid with the father. But like, assuming that the family and the kid's father don't get along, they could hold the kid away from him legally because there was no DNA test done. So again, I just think that had this been a requirement at the hospital, no matter what state you live in, it just clears up certain things, you know, assuming that there isn't just like a nuclear father, mother in the same household type of thing. Right? You don't even have to go through all the bullcrap of asking to get one if they just give it out at the damn hospital. So many issues could be resolved. But what is your opinion on the matter?
Brand new LCP.
Again, I want to clap it up for Sully, man, because he brings up a great point. Because like I said, I agree with what he said, that, you know, him wanting a paternity test is not saying that he thinks that there's another man or that he doesn't trust you. See, sometimes we need that for closure. We need that to, okay, this is 100% my child. Now, I know some of you guys are going to go on the other fence. Oh my God, well, it's many men out here that know the child is theirs, but still don't be there. Stop picking motherfuckers who don't do shit. If that's how you feel, stop picking motherfuckers who fuck you, get you pregnant, and now you left holding the baby bottle. I'm talking about the men who actually know that fatherhood is not a choice. that fatherhood is something that once you sign up for, because again, once you have sex and it's unprotected, you are potentially signing up to become a dad. Again, it's not a choice. And it's many good fathers out here, man, including myself. It's many good black men out here that actually be there and raise their kids. So if that man wants to know with 100% certainty that a child is his, then what's the issue? These motherfuckers out here every day go through a relationship and they break up. And a lot of women don't move on because what they say, I need closure. Just tell me why you did it. Tell me why you cheated. I need closure. If a lot of motherfuckers need closure to actually walk away from a relationship, if a man wants to know 100% certainty that a child is his, then what's the fucking issue? Motherfuckers want closure to leave a man that been cheating and fucking around on you for fucking 4 years. But now if a man want a paternity test to determine if a child is his, then he fucked up. Fuck that shit. Boo, bitch. Now, get out, man, I want to play a quick video, man. It's about a man who goes off on his girlfriend after finding out he's not the father of his 11-year-old son. And again, I don't know if this video is real or not, but just listen to the dialogue, because I've seen this shit happen in person before when I was growing up in the hood. And it's not a good sight. It's cringeworthy. And sometimes you be sitting there like, I feel bad for this motherfucker, man. Especially if it was a man who was there for his child since birth, doing what he got to do. And now, out of nowhere, on a fucking Monday, yo, my nigga, the child ain't yours. Like, that's some hurtful fucking shit. So listen to this video, man. And again, we're going to come back after. And I hope you guys, again, hit me on Instagram, which is Lunchroom Tatted Pod. Hey, tell me how you guys feel. But let's dive into this little quick video.
What's up? That's why you've been lying to me for 11 years, telling me that DJ is my real son. Why you been lying to me?
What I been lying about?
I got a DNA test done.
A DNA saying what?
Saying that he's not my son.
Let me see this DNA test.
You don't need to see it. I saw it.
How DNA test gonna say?
How you gonna be lying to me for 11 years? Why would you do that to me?
Where's the lie?
The lie is you. You are the lie. You have been lying to me for 11 years, having me believe that my son that I've been raising for 11 years is not really my son. Like, how could you do that to me? Like, what can you say for yourself right now?
What made you get a DNA test?
Because I went through your phone.
And why?
Talking about me, laughing and bragging, telling your friends that I have no idea that he's really not my son. So I went and got a DNA test done. Like, you think I'm stupid or something? Like, how could you do this to me?
You know what?
What? You care more about me going through your phone than you lying to me about my son not being mine? Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? You care more about being humiliated and me finding out that our son is not really my son and that he has a different father. I sure have, because I thought he was my son. Because you've been lying to me this whole time.
What are you talking about? Does it matter?
It does matter. Are you crazy? What do you mean? That absolutely matters. Like, you don't see anything wrong with what you did? You don't see anything wrong with what you did? You've been lying to me? You've been sitting here lying to me for 11 years? Of course I love him, but I can't. But you guys can't stay. You can't stay here anymore.
Where we gonna go?
I don't know. It's not my problem. 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 You can't stay here. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. You can't, I don't know. It's not my problem. I did my job. I did my job. I did my job as a dad. I did my job as a dad. You can't stay here anymore. Y'all gotta go.
Both
y'all can't stay anymore. No, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. Y'all can't stay here anymore. Y'all gotta go. Y'all gotta get y'all out. Y'all gotta go. I can't deal with it. I'm putting y'all out. Yes.
Who's gonna put
us out? I'm gonna put you out.
How?
I'm gonna put you out. I will pack your bags myself and put you out of here. I will pack your bags. Y'all can't stay here. You gotta go. You lied to me. You lied to me. You lied to me.
And again, I want to pause it right there, because, like, that's the part of the situation that's tough. Because if you, let's say, for example, a man already has his spot and now you move in, you grow a relationship, you grow a bond, and now you have a child with him. And now it's his place. Like, finding out that a child isn't his, that can lead to any type of reaction. And again, I hope that the man isn't hurt or aggressive inside internally to where him finding that out leads to you being physically beat. Because again, that's not something I advocate. Anybody who ever heard the
brand new LCP
know that I am against domestic violence is something that I always speak out against. But everybody's not the same. You can't control how everybody else reacts when they're dealing with pain or hurt or trauma. And that's the part you got to be mindful for, because being in somebody's life for 11 years, let's use this shit for an example, and finding out, hey, the child is not yours. You don't know how a motherfucker gonna react. You don't. You can think so. Well, it's okay. Calm down. But see, somebody else might be calm, but somebody else, they might want to lash out. And again, that might result in your ass getting kicked out the spot. And now you moving back into your mama house, your best friend house, your auntie house, your coworker house, because you made some bad fucking decisions. Well, let's finish this shit.
For 11 years.
And you lied.
For 11 years straight, you lied to me, having me believe that he's my son. No, you gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta get up out of here. You gotta get up out of here. No, I can't look at you. I can't look at. No! Y'all gotta go. Y'all gotta go. No. Before I do something crazy, I'm gonna regret. Yes. Yes. Lie to me. You lie.
Oh my God.
Like I said, man, this shit is crazy. So like I said, man, you guys can hit me up on Instagram. My Instagram is Lunchroom Chatter Pod. And again, let me know, how do you feel? Do you think, and again, please, if you respond, send in a voice message so that it can be used on a future episode. Again, when you guys reply via text or when you type your response, half the time I don't read the shit on the podcast because it's going to be my voice doing it. I'd rather the listeners hear your voice because it adds life. It just adds value to the podcast as opposed to me reading the shit. And now it's coming from you, but it's my voice saying it. So, and I know some of you guys tell me, I don't like my voice. I don't like how I sound. Your voice is going to be your voice forever. Embrace your voice. So again, hit my IG, Lunchroom Chatter Pod. Let me know how you feel. And again, try to be unbiased here. Do you think that every man out here who is there for their child at the birth or whatever the case may be should get a paternity, or just in general, do you feel that every man in general should be able to get a paternity test free of charge, and that it should be a requirement during childbirth? Like, just for that extra comfort, that extra, you know, bow, Lil Jaleel, that's my nigga, that's mine. Because sometimes we be unsure, especially depending on how the woman's moving around. She might be out here in a relationship but still saying hot girl summer. Now, if she's saying hot girl summer, I'ma do me, I want to be on the beach with somebody's son, and now we in a relationship, that might cause any man out here to be, bitch, is that child mine? So again, hit my Instagram, is Lunchroom Chat Pod. Let me know how you feel. Again, you guys who go extra and above and beyond to support, my Cash App is $NYCStory718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Chat Pod. So you guys out there, man, who stay locked in, stay showing love, stay showing support, let me know how you feel. And again, thank you guys for always allowing and just embracing mature, entertaining, but just great discussion, man. Because like I said, on social media, it's tough to have these conversations because everybody's so fucking sensitive now. You say some shit, I don't agree. Oh my God, you a hater. Some of you guys, man, when you guys support the LCP, please share. Share the podcast, spread the word. Let your friends know, your mama, your auntie, your cousin, your baby daddy, your baby mama. Let them know to come in to check out that LCP podcast, man, so we could keep growing this thing out even more and more. So again, thank you guys for tuning in and stay locked into that
brand new LCP.